For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Missouri's first licensed marijuana dispensaries opened this weekend in the St. Louis area with long lines. Two dispensaries run by N. Bliss opened Saturday in Ellisville and Manchester. Another dispensary is expected to open today in the Kansas City area. The openings come nearly 2 years after Missouri voters approved a constitutional amendment allowing medical marijuana sales. The Missouri Department of Health and Human Services expects most of the state's 192 approved dispensaries to be open by the end of the year. To buy the drug, people need a doctor's approval and a state medical marijuana card. Prices are expected to be high initially because of limited supply. Missouri continued to report record numbers of coronavirus cases over the weekend, and the rate of positive cases remains high across the state. On Saturday, the state reported a record 2,357 new cases of COVID-19. Yesterday's increase of 1,768 cases reported on the state's online virus tracker was smaller, but still substantial. The state now has 156,696 cases of the virus and 2,582 deaths since the pandemic began. The city of Moberly has received a $4.8 million federal grant for various infrastructure projects. KBIA's Emma Veit reports that the city is already thinking about conducting a massive water and sewage system overhaul with the money.
The downtown area is currently served by a brick sewer built in the late 1800s that holds stormwater and sanitary sewage in the same pipe. Moberly's public utilities director, Mary West Calgagno, says that this new project will increase the sewer's capacity and reduce the amount of street flooding and basement backups.
We're hoping that that project allows businesses downtown to renovate buildings and invest in our downtown in a real meaningful way.
The city of Moberly is contributing an additional $1.57 million to the federal grant to help upgrade the city's infrastructure. West Calgagno says the water main projects are estimated to start late winter 2020 or early spring 2021, with sewer projects starting soon after. I'm Emma Veit, KBIA News, Columbia.
The attorney for a black woman whose arrest at 9 months pregnant sparked outrage says she's given birth to a girl. Deja Stallings of Kansas City had an emergency cesarean section late Wednesday. Attorney Stacy Shaw told the Kansas City Star that the newborn is in the neonatal intensive care unit. Stallings ended up on the ground with a Kansas City police officer's knee on her back during the September 30th arrest that was captured on video. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.